Today, Barry Stewart Mann is remembering the great Cuban poet and national hero José Martí and the works he created for children.
Dos milagros, two miracles. Iba un niño travieso cazando mariposas. Las cazaba el bribón, les daba un beso y después las soltaba entre las rosas. A naughty boy went along hunting for butterflies. The rascal caught them, kissed them, and then among the roses set them free to fly. Por tierra en un estero estaba un sicomoro. Le da un rayo de sol y de madero muerto sale volando un ave de oro. On the land, deep in a marsh, there was a sycamore. The sunlight kissed it, and from dead bark a golden bird came flying forth. Two miracles indeed, that a boy would kiss and release a butterfly, and that sunlight could spark a golden bird from a dead tree. But perhaps the greatest miracle is the poet, José Martí. Many know of him as the revered freedom fighter of Cuba. Born in Havana on January 28, 1853, he endured both imprisonment and exile before losing his life in the struggle to liberate his land from Spanish rule. What some may not know is that Martí is also a literary giant, and that much of his work was for and about children. Think of him as an unlikely combination of George Washington and Shel Silverstein. In 1889, Martí published a children's magazine entitled La Edad de Oro, The Golden Age. The four issues included a heady mix of poems, stories, and articles. He treated such diverse topics as the Iliad of Homer and human history as told through its houses. The stories include La Muñeca Negra, about the black doll and the girl who loved her, and the French-inspired tale of El Camarón Encantado, The Enchanted Shrimp. Along with the flowing prose comes a variety of verse, from a translation of an Emersonian fable about a dispute between a mountain and a squirrel, to, perhaps most famously, Cultivo una Rosa Blanca. It's a simple poem which, I'm told, is as common in many Latin American cultures as Roses Are Red is in ours, with a wonderful message for children of any age in any language. Cultivo una rosa blanca en julio como en enero, para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca, y para el cruel que me arranca el corazón con que vivo, cardo ni ortiga cultivo, cultivo la rosa blanca. I grow a white rose in July as in January, for the sincere friend who gives me his open hand, and for the cruel one who tears out the heart with which I live, I grow neither nettles nor thorns. I grow a white rose.